Anybody else feel like they lost an hour of sleep last night? I went to bed an hour early. It still didn't work. I've been kind of tired this week. I'm sure all the women that came back from Women of Faith are tired this morning too. It started off on Tuesday night. I started to lose my voice and started to get some sinus problems and some drainage. And then by Wednesday, my voice was pretty much gone. And now I'm at the point where my voice is starting to come back, but it gets very irritated when I talk or sing. So I've got these nice little throat things that they numb your throat. But the problem with that is after you have too many of them, your whole mouth is numb. So my tongue is very numb all the way to the tip right now. So I'm going to try to enunciate and hope things come out. But I was reminded this morning about, you know, and I thought it was so fitting that Rick and John are talking about being weary, because this morning I feel weary. And I remember when I used to work at camp, and man, those were some hard 6 weeks when we'd have Young Friends Camp. Emma's like telling me. Because you'd be up till about 2 in the morning cleaning out the bathhouse, because you were supposed to be cleaning out the bathhouse at like 11 or midnight, but you were talking with Rick and telling camp stories, and so you go down at 2 and you clean it out, and then you drag yourself to bed. And then being the morning person that I am, I was always the last person up to the lodge for devotions. And I would sit down at the table, and Rick would come in, and he's been up for since I don't know how long. And he'd say, "Nathan, I'm tired, but it's a good tired. I feel a good tired today. I feel really good. Sometimes it's good to feel tired. Tired in the Lord's work. Worn out in the Lord's work. It's just good." Romans chapter 13, verse 8. "Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. For the commandments say you must not commit adultery, you must not murder, you must not steal, you must not covet. These and other such commandments are summed up in this one commandment: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law. This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of our salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living, because we belong to the day. We must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires." Now these verses, I told you I was weary this week, and yesterday I opened up my Bible to read, and just whoosh, I could just feel the Holy Spirit. Just, it's almost like I opened my Bible and just came right out of the pages, and immediately just felt restful, felt at ease. After, you guys know, Chandra was gone this weekend, so I had the boys, and so we had a lot of fun. We tore the house apart and then put it back together and did drywall repairs and repainted, did all that fun stuff, you know, for Mom gets home. But I opened up my Bible and I felt it in a way that I've never quite felt it before. You know how when you've had a hard week and you open your Bible and you feel the Lord's calm and presence come upon you, and you're tired, but yet you feel, kind of feel rejuvenated, kind of feel, wow, this feels really good just to be in your presence. And what I notice the most is when I'm weary, when I've been working and God has been just leading me through all this work, it's when he wears me out that I really notice his presence. You guys know that? It's when you're tired that you really feel the love of God, because everything, all of those senses, all of those human things, they just kind of get worn out. My humanness was just basically getting worn out this week to the point where God could really put me in his presence. And these verses here, what God is speaking to me is like, this is a call. Tyler's laughing up here. To clothe ourselves with the presence of Jesus Christ and live for what's right. This is a call for love. We talked about last week, we talked about love and actions, and the Bible really comes down to one thing. What's the greatest? The greatest thing is love, right? It really all comes down to this. Love does no wrong to others and fulfills what God wants for us. It says love does no wrong to others, chapter 10, and fulfills the requirements of God's law. if we love, we're not doing wrong to others. So our focus, we can focus on all of these little things that we need to work on as a church. But that's still not where we need to have our focus. Because our focus needs to be on love. Because when we get love right, everything else that flows out of that love is going to be of God, right? It's simple. And yet we complicate it and twist it up and tie it in knots and try to do all this stuff, but God really made it really simple for us. He said, figure out how to love. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's love. Treat one another as we would like to be treated ourselves. Love our neighbor as ourselves. Isn't that just the darndest thing? If we did that, if I was loving everybody as much as I love myself all the time, then selfishness is... where did it go? Love overcame it. So how do we do this? In verse 14, it's very simple. It says, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. In Sunday school this morning, we talked about humanness and how we use humanness as an excuse. Does anybody else ever say, well, I'm human? I'm only human. But God does not want humanness to be an excuse for us anymore. If you read over the whole book of Romans, we find out that Jesus died for us and that God has abolished our humanness when we, well, he didn't abolish our humanness, but when we die and become a new creation in Christ, that humanness, that is no longer an excuse for us. Because we have Jesus Christ, because we claim new creation, we need to keep moving forward, we need to keep claiming that love, and we need to clothe ourselves with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't do it without it. You cannot do it without it. So I can, God can tell me to do all these things, but if I'm not clothing myself with the love of Jesus Christ, with the presence of Jesus Christ, I'm going to fail at all of them. Right? It's simple. Spend time with Jesus. Spend time with Jesus. Is there anything else that we need to say? Our focus needs to be on love. Our focus, when you go home and you work on your wall this week, spend your time with Jesus. Get your family. Spend time together as a family. The love of Jesus Christ. And don't think about ways to indulge our evil desires. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is so easy for us to complicate things with long sermons and a whole bunch of human fixing things. We live in a world of fixationness where everything needs to be fixed and everything needs to be fixed right now, Father God. And so we come up with all of these ways to take care of these things, but we never really get to the root, and that root is love. And I pray that you would just teach us that this morning, that we need to come into the presence of Jesus Christ, that we have claimed His death on the cross is our own, and we have died to ourselves, and we are a new creation. As we seek you this week, Father God, teach us about love. For you are love. And we know that that is when all good things come from. Teach us to love one another as you would have us love one another, Father God. Amen.